Hello, this is George Waring, broadcasting from the underground in Uptown Butte. And the column I'm about to read was submitted to the Butte Weekly in January 22nd. It's a question. Privatizing Social Security? Huh? According to Common Dreams reporter Jake Johnson, reporting on January 17th, Republican Rick Allen of Georgia said that he would support raising the Social Security retirement age, a policy change that would slash benefits across the board, because people have approached him and said, quote, they actually want to work longer. When confronted by reporters, Allen denied any Republican plans to cut Social Security, saying, quote, we're not going to cut Social Security, unquote. Then Allen contradicted himself by doing what? By expressing his support for raising the retirement age. Allen's Republican Study Committee released a policy agenda just last year, calling for gradually raising the full retirement age from age 67 to age 70, partially privatizing the New Deal program and mean testing benefits. Matt Brunig of the People's Policy Project told reporters that raising the Social Security retirement age, quote, is just a straightforward benefit reduction being expressed in an opaque way, unquote. Social Security does not have one retirement age. It has 96 retirement ages, one for each month between age 62 and age 70. What people call the full retirement age is just a placeholder in a formula that determines the benefit level at all 96 retirement ages. When someone proposes increasing the retirement age to 68, all they are really proposing is to cut monthly Social Security benefits by around 7% at all 96 retirement ages. A proposal to raise the retirement age to age 70 is just a proposal to cut monthly benefits by around 23% at all 96 retirement ages. House Republicans have repeatedly signaled that they will exploit every point of leverage they have, including our fast-approaching showdown over the debt ceiling, to pursue long-sought cuts to Social Security under the guise of saving the program from a non-existent financial crisis. During a January House Republican conference, a slide presentation indicated that the Republicans intend to use their narrow majority in the lower chamber to push for reforms to mandatory spending programs. That's a category that includes Social Security and Medicare. Max Rickman, writing for the National Committee to Preserve Social Security and Medicare, has said, America's seniors cannot afford benefit cuts, including raising the eligibility ages for future Social Security and Medicare beneficiaries. The public is not demanding that Social Security and Medicare be cut. Quite the opposite. Both programs remain overwhelmingly popular. A large majority of voters, 83%, across party lines, say they want to see Social Security expanded, not slashed, with the wealthy contributing their fair share in payroll taxes. Nevertheless, there are Republican leaders, empowered by a handful of ultra-MAGA members, dictating policy for the new House majority. So Thanks for the warning, Jake Johnson. And I thank you folks for listening, and I thank you folks for honking for change as well. This is George Waring. Thank you. Well, let's see. What have we got? What's time now, Daniel?
10:42.
Okay, I've just...
I've got all the time in the world.